CliffCentral.com.
Just before we go, I remember Larry King. He used to do those interviews. I will never forget the two things I always associate with him. The first one was, remember that JonBenet Ramsey girl? There was this story in America that was the biggest story for a while. She just went missing. She was this little, like a child beauty pageant winner. JonBenet Ramsey or JonBenet Ramsey.
The 90s, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was a big thing. Larry King could not let this story go. He was interviewing everyone, the woman who for JonBenet Ramsey's parents was like on the show. He interviewed every person you could connect to that story. I still don't know what the story was or whether they ended up finding out what happened to her or anything else, but every goddamn time I tuned into the Larry King show, he would be doing something around this JonBenet Ramsey thing. And it was his obsession for a while. I don't know whether it was considered good for ratings or whatever. And the other thing was the way that he would take calls, both on radio and on TV. He'd be like, okay, this is the Larry King show. I'm Larry King. Good morning, everybody. We're going to go straight to Washington. Wella Wella Washington. Hello, you're on.
Hi, Larry. I just want to say that I really enjoy your show.
Yes, yes. Let's move on. What is it you want to ask?
I just would like to ask Alec Baldwin. I would like to ask if he really enjoys having sex with his wife, Kim Basinger.
Yes, that's a good question. And he'd lean on the desk. He'd go, what do you think, huh? Are you enjoying having sex with Kim Basinger, Alec Baldwin? And he'd go, oh, well, Larry, you know, I don't want to say too much about that. And he'd go, okay, next caller. Let's go to Denise in Florida.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, my God, it was funny. Because he would just cut people off. And then the best thing I ever saw on the Larry King show, and I still maintain this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, full stop. I think it was Clint Eastwood. Was it him? It could have been someone else. I'm like really muddled about my recollections around this because it just seemed like the coolest thing ever. So Clint Eastwood is on the show and Larry says to him, so Clint, do you think you're cool? At one point in the interview, because he's asked him all the boring questions about his, you know, movies or, he says, do you think you're cool? So Clint Eastwood takes a cigarette out of his pocket. And he bounces it on the desk into his mouth and lights it in one fell swoop. Like it's just perfect. It's almost as if it's like it's been choreographed. But you can see because it's Larry King live. It's live. It's a live show. And you knew it was live because there were often, you know, mistakes with callers or things went technologically wrong. And this moment was just so perfect because he bounced the cigarette on the table into his mouth and lit it and went, I don't know, Larry. Do you think I'm cool? I was like, Jesus. I was like, wow.
Gold.
That is just the most perfectly timed thing you could ever wish for. I think it was Clint. It had to have been Clint Eastwood. It sounds like something he would do. But I just thought, Jesus, that's just golden. You get that moment with somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And there wasn't a day where Larry didn't have some woman crying because she, you know, she bawled her eyes out because she finally opened up to Larry King. And he interviewed the Pope, famously. He interviewed Princess Diana. He interviewed pretty much everybody that was anybody at the time. I think Larry King, if you had to sit to dinner with him at any given time up to the day he died, he would have stories that would blow your mind. And there's something about that I'm super jealous of. Not because I haven't interviewed interesting people, but because that's something I really prize above all other things. I love someone who can make great conversation because they've got a list of stories. Every interaction. Like, you know, you could say, oh, well, I once met Maradona or whatever. And you could have met Maradona, but you didn't spend an hour in his presence talking to him. So you might have got a photo with, you know, Lady Gaga, for example. You got a photo with her. Great. But if you were Larry King, chances are you sat with Madonna for like an hour and a half and you spoke to her. And there was the before and after the interview, the stuff that we all didn't get to see, where she was being herself and she was saying, oh, Larry, let's not talk about this. Can we talk about that? Those are the kinds of stories that I think he had. Just tons of stories. That makes a great life. I do think when you do go, and Larry went 8 marriages, in his late 80s, you know, he used to do sports announcing. He was just a really incredible guy. Larry Zeiger, that was his real name. Larry Zeiger. And he must have had stories, man. I'm a little bit jealous of that. That's the stuff I want. One day when I die, I want to have all those stories. Because when you do go through it, and on his deathbed, he must have had those flashbacks to what an incredible life he had. And the people he met and the places he'd been and the things he discovered. And that must be so fulfilling. It must be so much better than dying with, you know, money or with power or with any of that stuff. Just to have those stories. Sharon Stone, Tracy's just reminded me, when she was on Larry King Live. And remember, Sharon Stone at that stage was like the sexiest woman in the world because she'd done that beaver shot from Basic Instinct. And that was that was like the sexiest thing that was happening.
She's still amazing.
Yeah, she is. She's incredible. But she was the sexiest woman in the world. And she like leaned forward on the Larry King show. I remember this too. And she pulled his suspenders and snapped them. Back onto him, and he was like, "Oh my God, Sharon Stone, you're so sexy, you've given me a boner." Let's go to Detroit. Here's Sally from Detroit.
Oh my God, Larry, that was so hot, the way that Sharon Stone pulled your suspenders forward and just and snapped them back, and they hit your titties, and I could hear the vibrations from my side. Oh my God, Larry, I'm so excited for you. I just can't believe that you did that.
All right, that's enough from you. Thank you, Denise.
And there was also this cool fact about the phone calls, because they started accepting calls from around the world as well. Oh, yeah.
You could call in. Mm. Don't believe I didn't try.
Did you?
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. I'd be on Larry King. Of course not. Of course I would have tried.
Wow.
I didn't sit there every day trying, but I did it once or twice. I didn't get through, obviously. But there we go.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. There are so many amazing scenes from Larry, and now thank God for the internet, because you can actually go back and look at it on YouTube. Bulelo's just reminded me of one where Seinfeld was on, and he got triggered by him on air.
Best moment.
Do you remember that? You tell the story. This is hilarious. You go ahead.
So Larry had this thing of doing minimal preparations for his interviews, because he used to say, you know, he wants to be in the moment and he wants to ask questions out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But he had Jerry Seinfeld on just after he had ended the Seinfeld show. Now, for a lot of people, they know that Jerry ended the show himself because the show had reached such huge levels of success. He didn't want it to dip and ever feel like, ugh, I've stayed a little too long doing the show than I should have. Larry didn't know that. So Larry just very coyly in the interview asked, why did you end the show? Yeah. Were you canceled? And Jerry was so beside himself, like, Larry, are you stupid? I was like the highest rated show for X number of years. I have this many viewers. Like, why would I be canceled? Are you stupid? He was so offended.
He was
so awkward.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It was hilarious. And then now, you know, Larry had the CNN show, and then he stayed off for a while, and then he came back with this recent iteration that is called Larry King Now. One of my favorite moments from that show was when he was interviewing, I don't even know this guy, and I know, you know, I keep up with pop culture, but his name is Danny Pudi, P-U-D-I, and he's an actor. He stars in DuckTales, the new DuckTales that came out a few years ago.
Yeah.
And Larry asks this guy, so what is a luxury you can't live without? And this guy, you know, a little nerdish as well, still starting out as an actor, he says, I like coffee. Larry goes, coffee, that's a luxury. Then he goes, well, okay, I also like socks as well. I really do enjoy a good pair of socks. Larry, almost in disgust, goes, socks and coffee, that's your luxury. A luxury is a private plane. And this Danny guy goes, Larry, I'm in DuckTales. How can I afford a plane? Larry's always dismissive, okay. Like, get out of here.
Okay, let's go. Do. Let's go to Stephen in Chicago. Stephen, hello.
Hi, Larry. I've been watching your show for a very long time, and I just wanted to know, are you really a lizard, and are you 500 years old?
Look, you just shut up, you bastard. Put the phone down on him, and let's get on with the show. There it is.
Oh, man.
What a great guy. I'm sorry he's dead. CliffCentral.com